So, that first video got around a bit, didn't it? It turns out, a lot of people have herpes. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Not me though, I don't have herpes. If ever you want to know that something's on the right track, look at what happens when it hits the mainstream media.
Hey everyone! Come and see how good I look!
Now apparently I've been hammered by the mainstream press.
Good one.
Really? The mainstream press, who share a bed with the doctors and scientists they have on their payrolls, that are connected to the medical, pharmaceutical, educational and banking companies that also own the companies that you call countries. Really? Well, thanks for proving my point for me. And isn't it interesting that they're so desperate for attention that they jumped on a funny video I made for my friends? They're not defending something, are they? And apparently, a lot of people on the internet are saying bad things about me. Well, the thing about that is, who cares? But also, don't know if you realize, but we're all on the same team. I don't know if you think that there's going to be separate sides once this agenda's put in place, but now might be a good time to put our differences aside and all work together. Now, had I known that my video would have gone around the world and not just to my friends, I would have worded things a bit differently. For example, instead of calling a virus a solvent, I would have said that it has the action of a solvent. And instead of saying that you can't catch a virus, I would have said you can't catch a patented, here's one we made earlier, coronavirus.
Question.
Does this have anything to do with 5G? And to avoid further censorship, I'll refer to it as
the Atlanta Falcons.
So anytime you hear me say
Atlanta Falcons,
I'm referring to the kind of radiation that can affect our cellular health. And the main point of the video, which seemed to go over a lot of people's heads, is that there's a lot more going on out there than meets the eye. For those that still can't get their heads around the virus aspect, I'm going to include a video by Andy Kaufman, who's an MD, and his video shows that the testing procedures for coronavirus are completely inadequate, and at the end of the video shows how viruses are created as a result of cell trauma. And there's a lot of independent media showing that a lot of the hospitals that are supposedly full are actually really empty. They're only full of beds, so what are they waiting for? And that's more what the first video was about. If you'd like to look further into the nature of viruses, because you're still hung up on that aspect, I recommend looking into the works of Rudolf Steiner and Antoine Bechamp, whose works both show that viruses are created within a cell as a response to stimulus. Now, to this day, nobody on Earth really truly understands the true nature of viruses. So you can either go with the independent researchers who came to their conclusions, or you can go with the standard medical model, which just happens to sell trillions of dollars worth of medicines and vaccines, and who also fund the medical and educational institutions. Now, speaking of different stories, if you got the downloadable folder to watch this, I've also included an interview from one of the guys that I learned nutrition from. This was sent to me after I made the first video and reminded me that I'd actually seen it years and years ago. And it turns out that a lot of what I said in the first video, he actually says in this interview. It's just that he says it a lot better and in a lot more detail. And he also goes into the hoaxes that have been every pandemic in the 1900s and the 2000s. One of the more interesting stories been the one surrounding the AIDS hoax. Now, it's a really sad story, and I'm going to let you listen to the interview to hear about that, but it's either that or it's the medical version, which happens to be there was this guy, right? And he was feeling a little randy. So he went down to a nightclub to meet some girls. He found a girl he thought was alright. She had kind of hairy arms, but he thought he'd take her home anyway. When he got her home and got her undressed, he found out she wasn't actually a girl, she was a monkey. And she wasn't even a girl monkey, she was a boy monkey. Decided he didn't care, bummed him, they fell asleep together, woke up in the morning, couldn't remember what happened, but definitely knew it wasn't good. So they both got on separate planes and flew out of the country, and both happened to land in Africa. And that's how AIDS spread around the world. So which story makes more sense to you? I remember when I lost my mind. Now, the whole point of the first video was to address this element of fear that seems to be driving everything. A lot of people seem to want references and resources so that they can win arguments. That doesn't get you anywhere. Nothing of any value and importance in life or that holds any truth is out there. Anything that's ever going to be meaningful to you is in here. One of the most valuable things I think people can do with their life is to work at ameliorating sources of fear within them so that you can become a fully self-responsible and self-realized being, which is the very definition of being an adult. And anyone who is becoming or who has become an adult knows that the majority of people out there are children in adult bodies who are still convinced that purple is a fruit.
Purple.
And it's important to have some compassion and understanding for them, no matter what their biological age. So when you start to become more self-responsible, you become a lot calmer. There's no stress. You don't have these underlying layers of fear. So what you then put out into the world is in turn a lot calmer. It has a much more positive effect on people and has a much greater effect on the world. And that's my best advice for anyone who's concerned with what can happen once
Atlanta Falcons
gets rolled out and anything at all that can assault the physical structure of a cell. If you pick up a copy of my ebook, The Common Sense Guide to Food, I talk about bit about the four primary bodies that make up our existence. And the physical, which includes the physical structure of our cells, is the least creative of those four bodies. And if you can grasp that concept, it can help to remove the fear of anything that can harm your physical structure, such as the impending rollout of
Atlanta Falcons.
Now, for those that were calling into question my education and my qualifications, I might do a future video on what the education and the qualification systems are all about. But just to quickly come back to viruses, because I know a lot of people are interested, even after diving into the references that I mentioned earlier and wrapping my head around the idea that viruses are created cellularly, which actually took me years because I was heavily conditioned by the medical textbooks I've been reading, it was a massive leap of faith for me to go from mentally understanding the concept to actually trying to prove it experimentally. And because I was really sick at the time, which was actually the source of a lot of my learning, I didn't have a lot to lose, and so I was willing to take the kinds of risks that could lead to a fundamentally different understanding of how the body works. And so, with really nothing to lose, I tried to infect myself with a variety of supposedly infectious fluids. And despite being quite prone to viral, fungal, and parasitic infections at the time, I could not infect myself with a virus. So that, along with a lot of research, and a lot of people were sending me links that they didn't have any trouble finding, of MDs and microbiologists all saying that viruses are created within a cell. So combining all the research I'd done with experimenting on myself, which is a lot different from just looking through a microscope, my conclusion is that viruses are made within a cell and they are not contagious between people or from surfaces or from the air. And remember, if you've ever been around somebody with an active virus and then you've got a virus, correlation and causation are not the same thing. That's a basic scientific principle.
Not a bear in sight. The bear patrol must be working like a charm.
That's specious reasoning, Dad.
Thank you, honey.
By your logic, I could claim that this rock keeps tigers away.
Oh, how does it work?
It doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
It's just a stupid rock.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see any tigers around here, do you?
Lisa, I want to buy your rock.
So those are my conclusions, but they don't have to be your conclusions. More than anything, I'll always encourage you to use your own mind. It's equally dangerous to believe some guy that made a YouTube videos for his friends as it is to believe the status quo. Whatever you want. It's dangerous because either way, you're not using your own mind. Becoming your own source of security and stability and not looking to outside sources to fill that for you. And by the way, for those that have herpes and other recurring viral infections, you can clear these up naturally. It takes a lot of work with your diet and your lifestyle, but that can be done. So I highly recommend you start researching how to do that. And what can give you a great head start is to start taking lymphatic baths, make sure that your diet is all organic and natural, eat as much raw food as possible, and in particular, increasing your intake of raw saturated fat. Something you should know is that none of this is my job anymore. I actually do film and photography for a living. And don't take me slapping these videos together as a sign of my skills with a camera. And as much as I don't want to be on this side of the lens, I really prefer to be on the other side. The only thing that is going to protect you from lockdowns, mandatory vaccines, and anything else that comes with the police state is understanding your rights and understanding how to differentiate yourself as a man or a woman from a person and learning how to figure out who, if anybody, has authority over you. If you want to do some prior digging, you'll find that no legislation, act, code, rule, or statute applies to a man or a woman. They all apply to persons. While I don't want to get into the fear-mongering and the theories of what's going to come, I do want to encourage you that if you are questioning this coronavirus, you're on the right track, and I highly encourage you to start learning about protecting your own rights as a man and a woman. To finish up, I'll let you know that I am in the process of writing a second book. It's on how to remove gross toxicity within the body, which in my experience is one of the root causes of all modern illnesses. So that means the toxicity embedded from vaccines and other medications, industrial and environmental pollutants, general questionable lifestyle choices, and the stuff that you've inherited from your parents. The other part of the book is getting into detail in how to protect your rights and how to make sure that you don't have to be subjected to further trauma from vaccines, radiation, or anything else that might be mandated in the near future. So if you want to support me in that and help get it out quicker, you can get yourself a copy of The Common Sense Guide to Food from my website. Remember that it's not a book of answers, it's a book of concepts. Concepts that will help you to open up your own mind, open up new avenues of thought, and help you to come to your own conclusions for a lot of life's questions. I've made a half price discount code for you to put in at checkout, which is viral, so you'll get it for around $4.80 US. Now it's a basic website, so it might be a little slow, so be patient if you're doing your order. Also, when you get the book and you see the shirts, please don't try to order one because I'm not going to be able to keep up with the orders. These are just for local pickup for now. So I just thought I'd mention that for those that wanted to get a little deeper into anything that I've spoken about, maybe find out a little bit more about me. I'm certainly not doing this for money. I have no interest in being famous and I have no interest in being rich. That's a silly idea to me. So I hope that helped. Keep thinking for yourself. Keep an eye on what's going on out there, and hopefully within the next week I'll have had time to make one more video to show you how to send in a notice of non-consent to the relevant bodies, and that'll be your ticket to protecting yourself from the mandatory coronavirus vaccine and any mandatory vaccine or lockdown that may be coming in the future. Till then, hope that helped. Catch you later.